This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine for a second that you just spent like $50,000 to build this absolutely perfect digital storefront for your business.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a massive investment.
Right. I mean, you hire a top-tier design agency, you agonize over the user interface, you film these sweeping cinematic brand videos, and you write this brilliant, you know, highly emotional copy for your homepage. It is a total masterpiece.
And let me guess, nobody actually looks at it.
Exactly. Imagine a high-value potential client walks right past all of it. They completely ignore your masterpiece, tap an AI on the shoulder, and basically just say, give me the real story on these guys. Cut through the marketing.
Yeah, that is that's a staggeringly common reality check for anyone doing business today.
It really is. Today, the traditional homepage is just, well, it's entirely dead as a first impression. We are operating in a landscape where that front door you build isn't just being bypassed. It's practically invisible to the actual systems that direct traffic.
And we have historically operated on this assumption that, you know, if you build a beautiful destination, you control the narrative once people arrive.
Right. The if you build it, they will come mentality.
Exactly. But the entire architecture of discovery has shifted. We've moved away from a web of direct navigation.
Where people just click links and browse websites manually.
Right, exactly. We've moved away from that and into a web of synthesized answers provided by large language models. So you aren't optimizing for a human browsing your site anymore. You are optimizing for a machine that is essentially summarizing your existence.
And that shift is the exact mission of our deep dive today. We're pulling apart this deeply revealing article by Chris Bradley, the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing, and it's titled, What Does Your Business Sound Like to an AI?
It's a fascinating piece.
It really is. We're going to look under the hood to see how answer engines like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, and others actually perceive, synthesize, and ultimately judge businesses in 2026.
Which is so crucial right now.
Definitely. So if you, our listener, have ever wondered how to manage a brand's machine reputation and why that is suddenly far more critical than how pretty your website looks, you are in the right place. We're going to break down the mechanics of AI search behavior.
To really wrap our heads around those mechanics, though, we first have to understand the fundamental change in user behavior that the article highlights. Prospects are just, they are no longer performing broad, generic searches.
Like typing marketing agency near me into a search bar.
Right. Or like best local plumber and then sifting through 10 blue links. They don't do that. Because they are talking to an AI, they're asking highly specific, high-value questions.
They treat the answer engine like it's an expert consultant.
Exactly. The article gives this brilliant example. A user might ask an AI, which agency provides the most transparent reporting for data-driven campaigns?
Oh, man. Which is a terrifying question for a business owner who relies entirely on a visually pleasing About Us page.
Yeah, it really is.
Because your homepage probably doesn't explicitly answer that hyper-specific question in the way an AI needs it to.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes me think of the evolution of a blind date, you know?
Oh, I like that. How so?
Well, in the old days of the internet, visiting a company's website was like looking at someone's carefully curated dating profile.
Hmm.
You know, they picked their best angles, they wrote a charming bio, they hid all their flaws. It was pure presentation.
Just putting your best foot forward.
Right. But asking an AI about a company is like asking a brutally honest mutual friend what that person is really like behind closed doors. You bypass all the spin and go straight for the synthesized aggregate of their actual behavior.
The mutual friend analogy works perfectly because it gets right at the core of how large language models function. An LLM doesn't just read what you say about yourself.
It reads everything else, right?
Exactly. It is ingested how you interact with customers, what your employees say on job boards, how technical forums discuss your software, and crucially, what reviewers complain about when you leave the room.
Wow. It really is like a mutual friend gathering gossip.
It is. And there's an external pressure forcing marketing directors to rely on this AI synthesis. It's not just the novelty of the tech. The article points out that stringent privacy laws rolling out in 2026 have essentially broken traditional digital marketing.
Oh, right. Because you can't just slap a tracking cookie on a user and like follow them around the internet anymore.
Exactly. The days of tracing an exact path from a banner ad to a website click to a checkout cart, those days are over.
So marketing directors can't point to those old granular metrics to prove their campaigns are working.
Right. Instead, they are having to pivot entirely to measuring what the source calls their AI share of voice.
AI share of voice, which is a profound metric to optimize for.
It really is. It basically measures how frequently and favorably a machine decides to bring your brand up in its synthesized conversations with users. It's a measure of algorithmic authority.
So if the AI is acting as that brutally honest mutual friend, marketers now have to figure out how to influence the mutual friend's opinion.
That is exactly the challenge.
But that raises the most important question of this entire deep dive. If the AI is this all-knowing mutual friend passing judgment, where exactly is it getting its information to form that opinion?
Well, it certainly isn't magic.
Right. It's not just reading your About Us page and taking your word for it. It has a specific methodology. The article explains that the AI reads between the lines of the entire internet to build a latent semantic profile for your business.
Yes. The latent semantic profile.
Let's break down what that actually means because it sounds incredibly academic. What is it, really?
Latent semantic profile is definitely a technical term, but it translates to something quite simple. It is the machine's internal mathematical dossier on who you are. Latent, meaning hidden, and semantic, referring to meaning.
So it's the hidden network of meaning the AI associates with your business.
Exactly, based on its vast training data. And the source material outlines three major pillars of data that the AI uses to construct this profile. The first is sentiment in third-party reviews.
Okay, this goes directly to the idea of the business not being in the room.
Right.
The AI is looking at what actual humans say across dozens of different platforms. Like if your $50,000 website claims you offer world-class responsive customer service.
But an LLM ingests 36 reviews from some secondary complaint forum mentioning that your support team leaves people on hold for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. The AI mathematically weights the consensus of those reviews over your marketing copy. It isn't making an emotional judgment, right? It's just recognizing a statistical pattern of negative sentiment associated with your brand name.
It is pattern recognition at an unprecedented scale. The machine seeks consensus, not marketing claims. Now, the second pillar of the latent semantic profile is where we get into the actual plumbing of the internet.
Okay, what's that?
Directory consistency. The AI is scanning the web to see if your business data, so your name, address, phone number, operational hours, and specific service categories, if all of that is identical across every technical touchpoint.
Wait, like everywhere on the internet?
Everywhere. We are talking about major search engines down to obscure, industry-specific local directories and Chamber of Commerce listings.
Wow. So if reviews are the human element, the directory consistency is kind of like the map.
That's a good way to put it.
But how does the AI actually read the website itself? Because we already established it doesn't care about your font choices or your hero video.
Right. It couldn't care less about those. That brings us to the third pillar, the article highlights, which is structured schema data.
Which is fascinating because it's essentially the native language of the machine. It's happening entirely behind the scenes in your website's code.
Yeah. Structured schema data is how you remove the guesswork for a large language model. To a human, a string of text with a dollar sign clearly looks like a price.
Sure, we just visually understand it.
But to an AI, it's just a string of characters, unless it is explicitly tagged in the code. Schema markup is this invisible vocabulary that explicitly tells the AI this specific block of text is a customer rating, or this string of text is a product's stock availability.
So you are basically formatting your reality so the machine can digest it without spending computational energy trying to guess what it's looking at.
Exactly. You're handing it the answers on a silver platter.
Okay, let me push back on this for a second on behalf of anyone listening who might be like a creative director or brand manager.
Sure, go for it.
We are talking about invisible code and directory listings from obscure websites. Are we really saying that if a brand pours their heart and budget into a brilliant, immersive website that perfectly communicates their values to human beings,
that the AI might ignore it?
Yeah. The AI might just ignore all of it because their phone number is formatted with dashes instead of parentheses in some random web directory from 5 years ago.
It is a harsh reality, but yes. That is precisely how these systems operate. An LLM doesn't have eyes.
Right.
It doesn't feel a swell of emotion when it watches a beautifully shot brand documentary on your homepage. It fundamentally values technical authority and semantic relevance over visual and emotional connection.
Because it's just math.
Exactly. The machine operates on probability.
Yeah.
If your polished website says your primary phone number is one thing, but 15 older, highly indexed directories say it is something else, the AI's mathematical probability of knowing your true phone number drops. It just doesn't know which one is right.
It experiences doubt.
Yes, doubt.
And when an answer engine experiences doubt about the basic facts of a business, it creates what Chris Bradley's article calls a confidence gap.
The confidence gap. This is the crux of the entire problem.
So what actually happens to a business when they fall into this confidence gap?
The consequences are immediate and entirely invisible to the business. If your digital signals are fragmented or inconsistent, the AI's synthesized description of you might be robotic, outdated, or just factually incorrect.
Which is bad enough.
Right, but the much larger threat is omission. When an AI tool lacks confidence about what an entity does or how to contact them, it simply skips them.
It just pretends you don't exist.
Basically, it bypasses you entirely and recommends the competitor who has a clearer, more consistent data profile, even if that competitor's actual real-world product is inferior to yours.
Oh, man. That makes perfect sense if you think about it like a car GPS.
Okay, tell me more.
Imagine you're driving, right? And your GPS is receiving conflicting satellite signals about a potential shortcut. One data source says the shortcut is a paved road, but another data source suggests it might be a dirt path that leads to a dead end.
The GPS is not going to risk sending you into a ditch just to find out.
Exactly. Its primary directive is getting you to your destination safely. So it simply routes you down the boring, heavily established highway. It sends you to the competitor because it has high statistical confidence in that route, regardless of whether the shortcut might have actually been a better experience.
The AI defaults to certainty. It is an answer engine, meaning its entire value proposition to the user relies on providing verified, accurate information. You will not risk its own reputation by providing an unverified recommendation.
That makes total sense.
And this dynamic is forcing a massive shift in how marketing agencies have to operate. The source material is very pointed about this. It says, marketing directors in 2026 are exhausted by agencies that hide behind proprietary black boxes.
Oh, yeah. The old wizard behind the curtain routine, like, just pay us a monthly retainer, trust our secret algorithm, and we'll get you visibility.
Exactly that. Historically, SEO agencies could get away with vague promises. But you cannot fix a mathematical confidence gap with a black box.
You just can't.
Brands now require absolute granular transparency into how LLMs are categorizing their specific expertise across the web. To fix inconsistent directory data and broken schema, you need verifiable data integrity, not secret tactics.
Okay, if you're listening to this and you work in marketing, this next section is where your blood pressure might spike.
Definitely. Prepare yourself.
The article includes this data profile comparison chart that contrasts human-first branding with AI entity perception, and it completely dismantles everything marketers have been trained to care about for the last two decades.
It really throws the old playbook out the window.
I want us to walk through this side-by-side comparison because it really highlights how radically the playing field has changed. Let's look at the primary source of information first.
So, for human-first branding, the primary source of information is website copy and design. That makes sense, right? Humans respond to visual hierarchy, color psychology, and persuasive copywriting.
Sure, we like pretty things.
But for AI entity perception, the primary source is reviews, directories, and schema markup. The website's design is entirely secondary to the data foundation it sits on.
Which flips the priority list completely upside down. You shouldn't be agonizing over the color of the Contact S button until your schema markup is flawless.
Exactly. Then the chart looks at the success metric. For human branding, success is measured in brand recognition and loyalty. Do they remember our catchy jingle? Do they feel a warm affiliation with our logo?
Right. But the AI success metric is citation accuracy and recommendation probability.
Huge difference.
The machine does not care if your tagline is clever. It only cares if your operational data aligns perfectly across 50 different databases, so it feels statistically safe recommending you.
And naturally, because the success metrics are different, the method of tracking changes entirely. Mm-hmm. For human-first campaigns, we track clicks, time on page, direct conversions, did they land on the landing page, did they fill out the form?
Right, very linear.
But under AI entity perception, tracking is based on entity relationships and semantic relevance. The goal isn't necessarily getting a user to click a link to your site.
What is it then?
The goal is ensuring the AI successfully maps the concept of your business to the specific high-value services people are asking about in their prompts.
Wow. Okay, that brings us to the final row of the chart, the goal. For humans, the ultimate goal is visual and emotional connection. You want the user to feel something.
Yep.
For AI, the goal is data consistency and technical authority. And honestly, looking at those two columns starkly separated like that, I have to ask the dystopian question.
Uh-oh, let's hear it.
Does this mean human creativity in marketing is just dead? Like, are we all destined to just write dry, encyclopedic binary code for machines so they'll deign to recommend us to humans?
It's a very valid anxiety, especially when we spend so much time discussing the, you know, the sterile mechanics of algorithms. But the source material provides a very reassuring counterpoint.
Oh, thank goodness.
Human-first content is not dead at all. In fact, it is the fuel that runs the entire engine. We have to look back at the very first data point the AI uses to build its latent semantic profile.
The sentiment in third-party reviews.
Exactly. And what generates a glowing, enthusiastic five-star review from a real human being?
Well, not schema markup, that's for sure.
No, it is an exceptional human experience. It's brilliant creative content that resonates emotionally, empathetic customer service, and a product that solves a real problem. The machine is ultimately reading human emotion, just in aggregate.
So the creativity isn't dead.
Not at all. It just has to be supported by smarter technology. Chris Bradley emphasizes that the modern goal is ensuring your brand sounds as real and human to the machine as it does to a person.
I see. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Brilliant human creativity is the fuel, but if the engine, meaning your technical data profile, if that is broken, that fuel never gets you to the destination.
The AI just ignores you.
You could be running the most beloved, creative, emotionally resonant business in your local market, but if your semantic profile is fragmented, the AI is going to recommend your mediocre competitor who simply happened to organize their directory citations properly.
And that is the tragic reality for many businesses right now. They have superior real-world value, but inferior machine translation, which is why the article proposes a very specific, practical solution for brands realizing they might have a major blind spot.
Okay, let's get into the fix.
If a company suspects their digital footprint is a mess of old addresses, broken links, and missing code, the solution is an AI brand audit.
Right, because trying to manually audit how a vast neural network perceives you sounds... well, impossible for an in-house team. What exactly does an AI brand audit entail?
So an AI brand audit is a comprehensive technical evaluation of a business's total digital footprint. It maps out exactly how large language models currently perceive, categorize, and describe the entity.
It's like an X-ray for your brand.
Exactly. It actively hunts for the conflicting signals we've been discussing. The mismatched phone numbers, the contradictory service descriptions across different platforms, the missing schema markup.
It finds all the leaks.
Right. It identifies the precise locations where the AI's mathematical confidence is dropping. By identifying that knowledge gap, businesses can plug the holes before competitors steal their high-quality leads.
And Double Dome Digital Marketing, the agency that authored this piece, positions themselves as the technical backbone to execute these audits, which honestly makes complete sense in the context of 2026.
Yeah, they take on the heavy lifting.
Because internal marketing teams are already stretched incredibly thin. I mean, they are producing content, managing short-form video strategies, handling influencer outreach. They simply do not have the bandwidth or the specialized tools, really, to go hunting down a rogue directory listing from 2018 that happens to be confusing ChatGPT.
No, they definitely don't. By outsourcing the technical data integrity issues to an agency that specializes in machine reputation, internal teams free themselves up. They can focus on the big picture strategy and the human creativity we talked about earlier.
Right. They ensure the foundation is rock solid without having to pour the concrete themselves.
Exactly. And the ultimate payoff here, the reason any of this actually matters to a marketing director, is proof of return on investment.
Which is everything.
In a privacy-first world where you can no longer point to a dashboard of cheap, cookie-tracked clicks to justify your budget to the CEO, you have to find a new way to prove your marketing is working.
So showing your leadership team that you've successfully captured the AI share of voice for your core services,
yeah,
and proving that the world's most sophisticated answer engines view your company as the ultimate authority. That is the new gold standard of proof.
It proves that your brand possesses undeniable authority, not just fleeting visibility. It is the ultimate validation that your digital ecosystem is healthy and functioning properly.
Let's bring all of these threads together. We've navigated a massive shift in digital strategy today. The core takeaways from our deep dive are really clear. Your beautifully designed homepage is no longer your guaranteed first impression.
It's just not.
The new invisible gatekeeper is the AI answer engine. And your business's latent semantic profile, the mathematical way the machine understands who you are, is absolutely dependent on rigorous data consistency across the entire web.
Whether you are a business owner trying to survive in a new search landscape, a marketer trying to prove your campaigns are effective without relying on cookies, or just a daily consumer of AI tools. Understanding this confidence gap really explains the reality we are interacting with.
It pulls back the curtain entirely.
It does. The AI isn't making subjective, magical choices about who to recommend. It is performing a measurable synthesis of data integrity.
Here is where it gets incredibly profound, though. I want to leave you, our listener, with a final thought to mull over.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
We have spent this entire deep dive analyzing how this applies to businesses. We've talked about how LLMs aggregate reviews, local citations, and digital footprints to create a synthesized machine reputation for companies. But how long until these exact same answer engines start compiling latent semantic profiles for us as individuals?
Oh, wow. That is a fascinating and perhaps slightly unsettling logical conclusion to all of this.
Think about it. We all leave a fragmented digital footprint. Your social media comments, public property records, articles you've been tagged in, professional networking directories, forum posts from a decade ago.
It's all out there.
It is. If AIs are already rigorously judging and ranking corporate entities based on the mathematical consistency of their digital debris, what happens when someone asks an AI about you?
That is a wild thought.
What will your personal digital footprint sound like to the machine? Will the AI find a confidence gap in your life?
It really is the ultimate blind date scenario we discussed earlier. Just apply to your personal and professional life. The mutual friend is taking notes on absolutely everything you do everywhere on the web.
It is definitely something to keep in mind the next time you leave a digital footprint out there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the algorithms, keep exploring the hidden mechanics of the web, and we will catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.